Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. It's our pleasure to welcome Rob Raines, one of the best in the business, covering the Cardinals. Rob, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Frank. Thank you.
All right. What do you think, if you had to look into your crystal ball with the big three, Montgomery, Hicks, Flaherty, if you had to guess, will they be with the organization after the All-Star, after the trading deadline?
Well, there's two things. I think I dropped my crystal ball and broke it about 5 years ago. So it's a little kind of clouded now when I try to gaze in there and predict what's going to happen. But my guess, if I had to say, I bet they trade two of the three.
And who's most likely?
Trade all three. I would say probably the two starters.
Do you think there's any chance between now and the deadline that John Mozeliak has contacted their agents and has tried to lock them up? Because I think I'd like all three on my team next year.
Well, that's the strange thing when you look at it, because you know this Cardinals team is going to be looking for depending on what you get back in those trades. But if you would trade those guys, you've got to get pitching back, obviously, because that's the biggest need. So the problem is they're going to go into this winter needing to find pitchers, and the most likely kind of pitchers that they would be in the market for are pitchers like Jordan Montgomery and Jack Flaherty. I mean, that's going to be the price range probably that they want to shop in for the talent level that, you know, that they need. And, you know, that's why the whole thing is really kind of weird about knowing what to expect. I mean, it's possible, you know, what could happen is one of these strange kind of things, but we've seen it happen with a few other guys in the past. They could trade those guys at the deadline and then try to re-sign them this winter as free agents.
Now, you've covered the game extensively for a long time. How likely is that? I know it's happened before, but the odds of that happening are pretty nil, aren't they? Is it pretty slow?
It doesn't happen often. If I remember right, Chapman, it happened with Chapman and the Yankees a few years back. I mean, it has happened. I can't, you know, cite chapter and verse about how many times it's happened, but it just has to depend on the player, you know, basically, and the club. And they, you know, the player realizes that the position the club is in, and then if they, you know, have a good feeling about the club and they don't like other offers that they get this winter, they like the city, they like the teammates, you know, they want to come back. I mean, I could see a scenario where it happens. I'm not predicting that it's likely or, you know, going to happen, but I don't think it would be totally shocking. I would think, to me, I would say of those two guys, the more likely that Flaherty would be back than Montgomery in, under that scenario, simply because of his history and longevity with the organization.
Yeah, dispel this myth that Jack wants to go to the West Coast and doesn't like the organization.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I think he likes it here. I think he likes pitching here. I think he's his own worst critic. I mean, and he's his own, you know, toughest analyst of his performance. And I think when he says things that people get upset by, I think he's primarily frustrated by himself and his own performance. So I think if, you know, he's been frustrated by the fact that he's been hurt and hasn't been able to pitch the way that he wants to be able to pitch. And I don't think that has anything to do with the, you know, where he is or the team or the organization or the city or the fact it's not California. I think it's just based on his own performance when he talks and people get mad about him.
You know, the problem with moving Hicks is that you already got a ninth inning issue. I mean, Ryan Helsley is always hurt, and I think we found out that Giovanni Gallegos is much more effective not pitching in the ninth inning. You get rid of Hicks, and you got a real problem again.
Yeah, and I think there's a better chance probably of Hicks accepting a qualifying offer for next winter than the other guys, simply because, you know, they all made, you know, a decent amount of money, you know, especially Montgomery, whereas that would be a big pay raise for Hicks if he were to take the qualifying offer. It's going to be close to $20 million. So, and I think the Cardinals would be covering themselves by offering that, and then he, you know, rejects it, then they get the compensation pick in the draft next year. But I think they'll trade some relievers. I think there's no question about there's going to be some changes in the bullpen. It's a question of which guys they trade and who's the, you know, dominoes that are left after that's over. I mean, you got, like you mentioned, you got Helsley. If he can get back healthy before the deadline, you know, that's a possibility, because teams then would be buying a guy that's under control for next year as well. I mean, Hicks would strictly be a rental because he's a free agent at the end of the year. So whether Gallegos or or Helsley were moved, they're also under contract for next year. So that's going to be something teams they go get too.
Hmm. Rob Rain's with us. Would you anticipate any other player moved or kind of a dramatic move? Mason Wynn, you're coming up. You're a shortstop from here on out, and we'll move Paul DeJong.
That's possible. Yeah. A lot depends on what happens the next couple of weeks. I mean, you know, if the Cardinals win 14 games in a row here, that may change their outlook a little bit too. You know, I'm not predicting that's going to happen either, but same token, if they go, you know, 5-9 the next 14 games, then I think that definitely seals the deal on what they're going to try to do. I mean, I think, I think they're going to be buyers and sellers at the same time. I think the one caveat is that the people that they're going to be acquiring in trades, basically buying them, are going to be people that they figure into helping them next year. They're not just looking at a rental situation with somebody who only will be here for a couple months.
Yeah, and don't you think, though, with these big three that all have really good values to contending teams, that you could find some really quality starting pitching in AAA right now who could be ready? Because next year, Tink Henson's probably not going to be on your opening day roster. You really have nothing. You have Michaelis and who knows about Mats. You have to have three or four candidates from after you move these guys, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I think that's going to be obviously what they're looking to do. And contending clubs should be able to do that. So, I mean, it's basically see a guy like Montgomery or, you know, if they got a year ago, or Quintana that they got a year ago, only somebody like that that also still is under team control for next year. It's not just going to be a rental. Like Montgomery was last year. Montgomery was a guy who was already under contract for this year. You know, they had to negotiate a price, but he couldn't be a free agent too. So I think that's the kind of guy that they're going to be looking to acquire.
All right. The first nine picks of the Cardinals draft, I think, was kind of interesting because, let's face it, the biggest holes on this squad is lack of production in the outfield and starting pitching. So they draft five pitchers, four outfielders. What was your takeaway from the 2023 Cardinal draft?
I think they got a lot of really interesting guys. I like the first pick, Chase Davis, the outfielder from Arizona, left-hand hitter with some pop. I like the pitching they got. I like the kid they got from Stanford in the fourth round. He throws a lot of pitches. I think they're some of the better picks for later on in the draft, guys that may not necessarily be, you know, certainly household names, but have got really, really good stuff. They got a kid in the 14th round out of a junior college in California who pitched in the MLB draft league in State College and only pitched like, you know, 13 innings, but he had like, you know, struck out half the guys he faced, and he's got like a 99 mile an hour fastball and a great curveball. So, you know, I think there's guys like that they got that are really going to have a chance to move up, you know, pretty quickly, 19-year-old kid. So yeah, I think it was a good draft. They made some interesting picks.
Who do the Cardinals have in single A, double A, or triple A that can be major league players and really have great stuff? You were just in Springfield. We know about Tink Hentz. Is there anybody else you like in the organization in terms of an arm?
Pitching, yeah. I still like Graceffo. I mean, I know he's had some shoulder issues this year, and that's set him back. I still think he's got a good chance. I mean, McGreevy's going to pitch in the big leagues. So I'm not sure if he's going to end up being a starter or a bullpen guy. I think that there's kids at Peoria, the Cooper Drippy, who was the first-round pick a year ago, who's also battling some injuries this year. I still am high on him. They've got a kid named Max Rasic, who they just promoted from Palm Beach to Peoria, who's, like, I think, the sixth-round pick a year ago. That's had a really good season, so he's a guy that you got to keep an eye on. They've signed a couple of international guys that are really interesting. This kid they just signed out of Taiwan, and then they've signed a kid from I don't know if he's Cuba or Venezuela kid that they signed over the winter that they really like. They also like this kid named Edwin Nunez, who's a relief pitcher, who's now at Peoria. He's got as good a stuff as anybody in the organization. He's just like every other young, you know, pitcher almost. He's had to learn how to throw strikes, but the stuff is there if he can throw strikes.
All right, so let's make this clear that if the Cardinals don't play good baseball or just kind of play 500 baseball up until the trade deadline, you believe two of the big three will be moved?
Yeah, maybe all three. I'm not saying that they won't trade all three, but it kind of would. The way that they value the draft picks, I think the fact that they know they could get a compensation pick in the draft next year if they just make a qualifying offer to one of those guys. I mean, it's hard to handicap because you just don't know what the other clubs are going to offer you and what they, let me put it this way, what they would have to get back in trade for any of those guys has to be greater than what they would be, or what they value the pick, the compensation pick, which would be after the second round. I think, after next year. So somewhere in the like 60 to 70 range in the draft. So which usually would have a slot value of, you know, what, close to $1 million. So it has to be somebody that they think is more valuable to them than the player they could pick in with that compensation pick.
Last thought, your lovely bride, Sally, has a big event coming up on Sunday night. Tell our listening audience about that.
Yeah, it's our Rainbows for Kids All-Star game. We do this every year. We're lucky enough to get a couple of players from the Cardinals. Usually they show up to help our kids with cancer, have a good time on the baseball field. It's a football game. We do it inside at All-Star Performance. Thanks to all their help for letting us have the game there every year. And it's just fun for them, kids that don't get a chance to play baseball or, you know, in the summer and whatever, to have a chance to go out there and play catch with a big league player and just kind of hang out with those guys and get some pictures and have a good time. So it's something we've done a lot for probably, what, 10 or 15 years now, at least, with the guys. So it's a lot of fun, one of our highlight events of the year.
Great stuff, Rob. We appreciate it. I'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
All right, Frank, anytime. Thank you.
All right. Let's switch topics.